Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In New Hampshire, the race for the Republican presidential nomination seems a bit like a merry-go-round in terms of who's in second place behind former Governor Mitt Romney. Romney still holds a commanding lead in the Granite State, while new polls show Ron Paul as his nearest rival with 17% and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich rising to third place. Outside of New Hampshire, Gingrich is actually leading several new national polls in the race. To discuss the latest shifts, we spoke with WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Dobke, and asked Todd what he makes of Gingrich's recent surge.
Well, he's Romney's chief rival now. But we saw Gingrich surge, not because he was new and improved, but because Herman Cain has been in a death spiral. The other candidates have fizzled. So conservatives still looking for a non-Romney suddenly rediscovered Newt. And when they realize that he still has the old baggage, they may look around for yet another candidate.
Newt's problem is that his strength is also his biggest weakness. He's been in Washington a long time. And after he was forced out, he went to work for Freddie Mac, one of the government mortgage guarantors. He made a small fortune there, $1.6 million. And he insists that he wasn't a lobbyist. He was a historian, even though the organization has only been in existence for 40 years.
Well, Republicans like Gingrich partly because they relish the idea of him debating President Obama. They imagine that he'd show more knowledge of the issues and offer better specific solutions, but they also like his sarcasm.
Could the campaign merry-go-round yet bring other candidates back to the top who were there before, such as Rick Perry or Michelle Bachmann?
Well, I think Bachmann's a goner. Rick Perry could conceivably come back because he has so much money. When he couldn't remember a third cabinet department he wanted to close in a TV debate, he just went on a tour of talk and comedy shows. It's an interesting tactic. It probably bought him a little bit of time. But his problem is every time he's at a debate, attention is focused on him, trying to see if he's going to screw up somehow.
Well, as long as 75% of Republicans want someone other than Romney, conservatives will keep looking for an alternative. So if Newt Gingrich goes down, they will look again at Rick Perry. They will look at Rick Santorum. And then, of course, there's Huntsman, who is the moderate alternative to Romney.
Well, Huntsman pretty much is running a one-state campaign. He says he either makes it in New Hampshire or New Hampshire breaks him. He is running a big flight of TV ads right now, Dan Payne. Is there any hope for him?
Huntsman is Mitt Romney's avatar. They are alike in their personal backgrounds. Huntsman is putting all his chips, as you say, on New Hampshire, which unfortunately for Huntsman is Romney's best state. So he's really going up against Romney in a very tough contest.
All right, I want to look ahead to the campaign next summer and President Obama's national health care law, because we know that this week the U.S. Supreme Court decided that it would take up the issue and consider the legal arguments for and against parts of it, and the court may well rule in the height of the presidential campaign next summer. Will national health care be a huge issue on the front burner when that happens, Todd?
I think it will be. I mean, it's Obama's signature achievement. It's not as if he wants to run on a stimulus package that failed to stimulate. And Obamacare represents what conservatives fear, you know, expanding bureaucracy, mandates, regulations, more spending, less personal freedom. So I think it'll be the most polarizing issue. It's about personal and philosophical values, not just money.
Well, if Mitt Romney is the Republican nominee, health care will be a wash, because both Obama and Romney have health care plans that they have passed or supported strongly. So I don't think it'll be pivotal if Romney is the nominee. If somebody else is, it could well become a very difficult issue and one that Obama would have to face probably all summer long.
I agree that it'd be less of an issue if Romney were the nominee. But given that his position is to repeal Obamacare, that will be a stark contrast still.
Mitt Romney, as Massachusetts governor, was in the news this week when it was revealed by the Boston Globe that his former aides, as Romney was going out of office in 2006, purchased a raft of computer hard drives and erased all the emails from the Romney administration. So there's very little, if any, record at all about what happened in the executive office during the 4 years he occupied it. It feels a little Nixonian. Is it going to be a problem, Dan?
Well, you know, Mitt Romney is a control freak. He was running for president during that time. So he and his staff knew that there might be things in emails and on other correspondence they don't want to make public. Romney doesn't get trapped easily. But in this case, he may find that opponents in the primaries are going to come after him and demand that he find a way to release or reveal what was in those documents.
Well, I think it does seem a little Orwellian.
Not Nixonian?
Nixonian and Orwellian. But fortunately for Mitt Romney, his administration was pretty forgettable, so I think this will remain mostly a local issue.
Todd Dobke, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you.
Same to you, Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.